With KZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. California's new recreational marijuana industry still faces major hurdles. To help address them, the first Monterey Cannabis Summit took place this week. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
The Monterey County Cannabis Industry Association hosted the two-day summit at the Portola Hotel and Spa. Everyone from marijuana cultivators to attorneys to industry experts like Andrew D'Angelo filled the lobby. D'Angelo co-founded the nation's largest dispensary, Harborside Health Center in Northern California. He says illegal grows are still a big challenge.
So the black market has advantages that we don't have in the legal market because they don't have taxation, they don't have regulation, they don't have all this packaging, all this lab testing, all these things you have to do that drive up the cost.
D'Angelo says one way to reduce the number of illegal grows is to make it more affordable for farmers to operate legally, like lowering taxes. Former Salinas Police Chief Kelly McMillan moderated a panel at the summit about the black market. He now works in the legal cannabis industry and says better enforcement will also help.
To go out and bring those people who want to participate in the legitimate market into the fold, and the people who just want to stay in the black market to get them out, whether that's an arrest or seizing of their equipment or whatever that is.
The Monterey County Sheriff's Office just assigned two deputies to work full-time on investigating illegal marijuana operations. In Monterey, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.